A Mesa High School is trying a new approach to teaching as a way to support ninth grade students and set them up for success for the next 3 years. From KJZZ's Education Desk, Rocio Hernandez reports.
What time is it? Oh, the bell barely rang.
It's passing period at Westwood High School. Freshman Isabella Rubio says in middle school, this would have meant she would have to walk to a different building for her next class. But it's different for Westwood ninth graders like her.
I was surprised to see that my four morning classes were right there.
That's because Isabella's four core classes, math, science, English, and career and technical education, are located within feet of each other. But the classroom's proximity is not only convenient, it's intentional as part of the team teaching model within Westwood's Freshman Academy. Sean Reedy is one of Isabella's teachers.
We work really, really closely together. We spend every afternoon as a team coming up with curriculum that can go between our four classes, but as well as addressing student needs for things in regards to education plans, discipline plans, as well as support structures that allow these kids to be successful.
All Westwood ninth graders are divided into cohorts of about 130 students that belong to a group of four core content teachers. Isabella's cohort also includes an extra classroom area located across from the others where students can study alone or in groups with the support of a fifth teacher, instructional strategist Kelly Owen.
So how could you draw a picture of wavering?
The classes are all scheduled on a four-hour block that teachers can divvy up as they see fit. Vice Principal Patricia Harris.
So if the team realizes, hey, our students need some more time in math, then those teachers can say, okay, let's do 2 hours of math today and then an hour of English or 30 minutes of one and another 30 minutes of another content area.
Harris says the school began using this collaborative teaching model 3 years ago after it found issues with its graduation data.
We only had about a 70% graduation rate. And in looking at that data, we noticed that the students that failed any of their core classes in their freshman year were at a higher rate of not finishing high school.
The school hoped to turn this around by encouraging more collaboration between teachers so they could better support students, but also work together to make their classes more engaging. The school piloted this teaching model with a small group of ninth graders for the past 3 years. Harris shares what changed during that time.
Now students were coming to the core classes and maybe ditching their elective classes. But because we have the wraparound services, you go and you meet with those students and you're like, hey, I need you going to all of your classes. And then we would help pull them in. We were able to do some intervention.
Harris says they decided to expand this teaching model to Westwood's entire freshman class this school year to support students who have been impacted academically and personally by COVID.
Some of them have not stepped on a campus. Families were probably going through some things. A lot of our students also lost parents and grandparents in the pandemic. So we knew that more eyes were going to need to be on them.
Isabella was one of the students impacted by the pandemic while she was still in middle school.
It was a mess because online school, I didn't really understand anything, especially in math.
But she says having all these teachers to work with has been good for her.
They do help us a lot, and the extra block with Ms. Owen helps us do more of the work.
Isabella's math teacher, Michaela Strange, says the model is not only helping students recover academically from online pandemic schooling, but socially as well, since they stay with the same classmates for all of their academy classes.
So this team setting, it really lets them to know, like, okay, we're always going to be consistently around these same people all the time, and it allows them the opportunity to get those classroom people skills to show them, like, okay, well, how do you make friends, right?
Harris says it's still too early to know for certain if his teaching model and the extra support have made an improvement on the students' academic performance, but the school is encouraged by what it's seen so far.
Students just now are starting to kind of turn the corner. They're seeing and buckling down on their lessons.
Harris says the school plans on continuing his teaching model for freshmen next school year and eventually expand it to all its grade levels. Rocio Hernandez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.